This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a floating hospital ship that will be taking mercy around the globe. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
According to the Lancet Global Surgery Report, almost 17 million people die every year because of a lack of access to surgical care, and over 93% of the sub-Saharan population of Africa does not have access to safe and timely surgical care. Over half of the world's population lives near a coast, so if the people can't get to a hospital, it is the mission of mercy ships to bring the hospital to them. In 1978, when the faith-based mercy ships started, they converted an old Italian passenger liner, formerly called Victoria, into a hospital ship that could carry a crew of 420 people. The 521-foot vessel was renamed the Anastasis and included three state-of-the-art operating rooms, a 40-bed hospital ward, a dental clinic, a laboratory, an X-ray unit, and three cargo holds. Over its 29-year lifespan, 25,000 volunteer crew have served on board. Mercy ships grew into a fleet of hospital vessels, but currently only has one large vessel called the Africa Mercy. But on October 6, 2020, they publicly announced their newest addition, coming in 2021, to their fleet, the Global Mercy. Mercy ships president Rosa Whitaker announced that the Global Mercy will be a true modern marvel, a fully custom-built hospital ship with customized instruments, state-of-the-art technology, and highly trained talent of a modern hospital. It also represents a unique call to action for anyone called to serve, and it presents an opportunity for people to use their skill set to positively impact global healthcare. The Global Mercy will be the world's largest non-government organization hospital ship. The 571-foot, 40,786-short-ton ship will have six operating rooms and house over 600 volunteers from around the globe, representing many disciplines including surgeons, maritime crew, cooks, teachers, electricians, the host staff, and more. The ship will also feature a 682-seat auditorium, student academy, gymnasium, pool, cafe, shop, and library, all of which have been designed to accommodate for up to 950 crew on board when it's docked in port. The ship will not just be a hospital, but it will be used to train people as well. It will be outfitted with state-of-the-art training spaces and high-tech teaching equipment that will allow trainers to simulate local conditions and limitations to teach best practices in low-resource environments to locals. Mercy Ships is expecting the Global Mercy to have a lifespan of 50 years, and they estimate that 150,000 lives will be changed on board through surgery alone. And that doesn't account for all the non-surgical care that will be given as well. In Matthew 25, Jesus said in one of his parables that, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did to one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Pray for mercy ships that they will see God's provision and protection so that they can reach the least of these to the ends of the earth. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.